Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NFL's divisional playoffs kick off today, but divisive playoffs might be more like it, what with the Pats and Jets trading barbs all week. Here to discuss the plethora of pregame provocations and put-downs, and maybe even talk a little bit of football as well, is the ever-civil Greg Doyle of CBSSports.com. Greg, welcome back to the program.
You just said a whole lot of P-words on NPR, Bill. I hope that's okay.
I hope so, too. This weekend's divisional series begins with Pittsburgh hosting Baltimore this afternoon. These two teams are extremely stingy when it comes to giving up points. So does the outcome depend upon which team plays better on the offensive end?
I think it's going to come down to which team has a better field goal kicker. These two teams have played twice. They split the two games, and if you add up the total scores, it was 27-27. So it doesn't get a whole lot closer than that, which means they were averaging about 14 a game each game. So someone's going to win with a kick, whether it's an extra point or a field goal. And kicking at Heinz Field with the wind swirling, it's a brutal place to kick. It's by far the worst kicking environment in the NFL. So this game will come down to a kick, whether it's a made kick or a missed kick, don't know.
Since you mentioned the evenness of these two teams, maybe this is the game that ends in a tie and we get to invoke this new set of rules that the NFL has put in.
It's unbelievable. If you return the opening kickoff for a touchdown or you drive down for a touchdown, the game's over. But if you return the opening kickoff and then go kick a field goal, the other team gets the ball too. It's very confusing, not real smart. The only thing shocking about the NFL overtime, really, is that Bud Selig didn't come up with it. That's how dumb it is. Poor Bud. He deserves better than that.
I'm sure
no, he
not. Green Bay is in Atlanta for a game tonight. The Packers, of course, have a long and proud playoff history, and the Falcons not so much. What has to happen for Atlanta, the NFC's number one seed, to change that during this postseason?
Well, they've already played once and won the game. The Falcons did, but it was very close. It came down to a last-second field goal. The Falcons won at home. So these teams are very close. And that was before Green Bay discovered a rookie running back named James Starks, who last week ran for over 100 yards against the Eagles. He didn't even play in the first game. In the first game, Aaron Rodgers of the Packers threw for 350 yards. If he can do anything close to that, and Starks can do anything close to what he did to the Eagles, then Green Bay wins this game on the road. So, in fact, that's what I'm going to predict is going to happen.
Seattle is at Chicago tomorrow afternoon, and this would seem to be a mismatch. Chicago was 11-5 and won the NFC North. Seattle was 7-9 and slipped into the postseason amid much snickering, at least from this program. But they beat the Super Bowl champs last week, and perhaps they're gathering some momentum. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Chicago has two big problems. Their quarterback is Jay Cutler and their coach is Lovie Smith. And I'm not sure either of those two guys is capable of performing at a high level with a lot of pressure on. What I'm trying to say is they're both choke artists. Furthermore, these teams have played this year, and Seattle actually won the game, and it was in Chicago. Now, granted, there are some mitigating circumstances. There always are. In that game, Jay Cutler, the Bears quarterback, was playing his first game after having a concussion 2 weeks earlier, so he was probably not as steady as he's going to be. That said, he's still Jay Cutler. He still chokes. I like the Seahawks to win that game.
I don't really know, of course, who will win that game, but I am absolutely certain that win or lose, Seattle head coach Pete Carroll will be totally pumped, stoked, psyched, jazzed, electrified, and energized afterwards. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. He'll also probably bring a copy of his book and try and hawk it. It was called Win Forever or something like that at Southern Cal, which when he should have called it Cheat Forever because that's what they did. But anyway, the book could be sold, I'm guessing.
Well, it's fair to say they did both. I mean, they won and they cheated.
Yeah, if you're going to cheat, at least win out of it. There are some schools that cheat and don't know how to win. He got banged for his buck, and there were a lot of bucks involved.
The ever-so-tactful Jets and always-humble Patriots engaged in a war of words this week. Who won the rhetorical rivalry, and perhaps more importantly, which team is going to win the actual game once it mercifully arrives?
Same answer for both. The Patriots won the war of words because they didn't lower themselves to meet the Jets in the sewer. I mean, the Jets calling the Patriots names, throwing out F-bombs, and just really embarrassing themselves. Rex Ryan is a total clown and a buffoon. He's got that idiot Antonio Cromartie, his cornerback, is saying negative stuff about the Patriots when Cromartie's got 14 kids with 18 different women. I'm not even sure how that's possible. That's what he did. The Patriots just wouldn't talk about it. They're not talking about it. And why should they? They won the last time they played 45-3, and I hope it's 52-3 this time. I'm really upset with the Jets.
Well, I guess you have picked a winner in that one with your heart. Does your head tell you the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. The Patriots did win the last meeting not too long ago, 45-3, in the same building, the same stadium it's going to be played at. The Jets are a good team. They are good, but the Patriots have taken off in the last 2 months. Tom Brady is at a whole other level, and I don't see this game being – I mean, I see it being close. It's not going to be 45-3, but this could be the most lopsided game of the four playoff games this weekend.
Greg, let's move into the future to Super Bowl XLV. Which two teams are playing in that?
That'll be a classic game between two teams that have been in the Super Bowl a whole lot. The Patriots recently and the Green Bay Packers a long time ago. I can see those two teams meeting up, and I like the Patriots to win their 19th Super Bowl in the last 12 years.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBSSports.com, and he joins me from time to time here on Only a Game as well to talk football. Greg, thanks very much.
Sure, thanks. And all of my numbers that I mentioned, they all add up, I promise.